Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This is our final episode in our series, Preparing Us for Christmas, by the title Christ the King is Born, based on Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. We have talked about the coordinates, the contrasting kings, the coming of the Magi. Yesterday, we began a reflection on the worship these Magi gave the Lord Jesus, the baby-born king. I have found compelling the writing of W.H. Griffith Thomas that he has given to these verses in Matthew, and we will follow his outline again today. Let me read to you one more time Matthew 2, verse 2. Listen to the Magi's question when they arrive in Jerusalem. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? Dr. Griffith Thomas takes the Magi's question and breaks it down as follows. Where is he? The Magi, or the wise men, sought a person. Jesus Christ is a person. Because we are people, we need a person. He is human, and he shared in our humanity. Because we are humans, we need a human. A religious system will not do for us. A theory will not do. Not even a church will do. We need a person. We need this person, the person who is Christ. And the Magi find a person. He is there in the house. He is with his mother Mary. He is seen. He is heard. He is touched. He screams and he cries just like every other baby. He needs to be fed and burped and changed. He needs to be cuddled and cared for. This encounter between the Magi and Jesus is a very human encounter. Jesus is a man and he is God. And that's why we need him, so that he can set us free from our body of sin and redeem us for heaven, our eternal and everlasting life with God. We are all broken, sinful people, but one day, because of the one perfect and sinless life Jesus lived, we who trust in him shall be healed, perfect people who will worship and exalt our King Jesus forever. Where is he? Jesus was, Jesus is a person. And then second, Jesus was a child. The Magi ask, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? And notice the emphasis in my voice on the word born. The Magi sought the king and found the child. But do not miss the depth of meaning for Jesus to be born a child. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For a child shall be born to us, a son will be given to us. And Jesus being born a child is reflective of how we are to receive and enter the kingdom of God. Let me read to you the words of Christ over in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and verses 13 through 16. This is Mark 10, verses 13 through 16. They were bringing children to Jesus so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them and laying his hands on them. We have to become like children, humble and inquisitive, full of simplicity and trustfulness, if we as adults are to belong to Christ the King's kingdom. We grown-ups have to become again like little children. Our pride has to be crushed, and we have been brought low again, And when we are then enabled by the Spirit of God to enter into Christ's arms and to be blessed by him. Jesus was a child. He was born a baby boy, and he leads the way for all the children of God to our adoption as sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. Friends, this Christmas, be like the little children and run to Jesus. And with your own children, introduce them to Christ the Lord. Make Christmas about Christ before everything and everyone else. Well, first, Jesus Christ is a person. Second, Jesus Christ was a child. And now third, Jesus Christ is the King. Griffith Thomas writes, quote, "This is what the world needs. True, spiritual, absolute monarchy. An individual soul needs ruling, for kingship means obedience to law and order with consequent benefit. The world will never be right until Christ is its king." End quote. And Jesus is the world's sovereign monarch. Jesus Christ the King. This was prophesied by the angel Gabriel to Mary over in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 32 to 33. Let me read that to you, Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. "He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." All the language there is descriptive of the king. He will be great. He will have the throne. He will come in the human lineage of King David. He will reign, and his kingdom will have no end. Furthermore, I remind you that much later in Matthew's Gospel, when Christ was crucified on the cross, this is what we read. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 37. "And above Jesus' head they put up the charge against him, which read, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.'" Matthew 27, 37. He is King. We have had these scriptures before, but I want to get them back on your mind at Christmas. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 15 and 16. Listen to these awesome words in 1 Timothy 6 verses 15 and 16. "He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen." And then in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, concerning Jesus Christ, we have this description. "And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords." And back in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14, we read this regarding Jesus as the Lamb of God. "These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful." Revelation 19, verse 16, and Revelation 17, verse 14. Obviously, I am giving my agreement to W.H. Griffith Thomas. I cherish his insights, and I have been challenged by them. I believe Jesus is a person. I believe Jesus was a child. And I believe Jesus is the King. He is my King. He is your King, whether or not you acknowledge him as such. He is the world's true, spiritual, and absolute sovereign monarch. He rules. And this deeply troubled and sin-sick world will never, ever be at peace until Christ is given reverential worship as King. But you and I cannot change other people's minds and hearts. We are each responsible for our own response to Jesus. And what is your response? Will you be like the Magi who sought out the King and came and worshipped him? Or will you be like Herod who rejected Christ and sought to destroy him? Do you love him? Or do you hate him? Or are you indifferent to him? With all my heart, I sincerely pray, I really do, that you will pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ the King. As this carol does, I say to you, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Let's praise his name together. Let's praise his name together. Let's praise his name together, Christ the Lord. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. Christ the King. And then as the words of this other carol go, I invite you to worship him. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. Sages, leave your contemplations. Brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations. Ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Worship Christ the King. And do so as you enjoy a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.